spatula. Fat spatula. Fat spatula. Fat spatula. Fat spatula.
Fat spatula. John.
Schitt's Creek fans, welcome to another episode of Shits and Giggles. We're a Schitt's Creek podcast where every other week we talk about a different episode of the series, and we're going through the entire series in chronological order. I'm one of your two hosts. My name is Paul McCambridge, and with me, as always, is my lovely wife, Carla. Carla, how are you?
Good. Ready Great. To talk about Jazza Guys.
Jazza Guys, not Jazza Gals.
Jazza Gals.
Jazza Guys.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same...
It doesn't. It almost feels too long, which doesn't make any sense. It's no longer.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it seems too long.
Okay. It just doesn't have the same ring.
It just doesn't have the same ring.
All right. Well, before we get started talking about Jazza Guys and Jazza Gals and everything...
In between.
Don't forget that if you are on a, if you're on a device listening to us,
Yes.
Be it a laptop.
Because again, you're not in our closet.
You're not. If you have not yet left us a review or a rating, wherever you listen, please do so. We're kind of stuck around 60. I would love to get to 100.
Only if they're nice reviews, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't leave us negative reviews. Right. If this is your first episode and you're like, this is terrible, but I better leave them a review. Don't do that. We would love to get as much feedback as possible from you guys. And the other thing is, it used to be, I listen in Apple Podcasts, even though it's not the best app. A lot of people listen in like Spotify and stuff like that. And it used to be so easy because I realized... I'll bet we have a lot of Canadian listeners, right?
Sure.
So, okay, thanks. Thanks for yes-anding. Canadian listeners, if they go into their Apple Podcasts and leave a review, guess who can't see it? U.S. listeners. Hmm. So, and...
But even if you're the podcast host, you
can't
see it? That
because it's not...
Odd.
I know. No.
Oh, so tons of Canadians could hate us and we wouldn't even know.
Right, exactly, which might be a good thing, right. But
they could be leaving terrible reviews.
But it used to be really easy. I used to be able to go down and there was a little circle with a country's flag in it and you could click and you could go to a different country's iTunes and look at their reviews.
Oh, okay.
And it's so much more complicated now.
Oh.
So I haven't done it. So... I mean, we ask our listeners for a lot, but if you are a Canadian listener and if you are on Apple Podcasts and you see our reviews or you think that some are funny or especially nice or whatever, can you like screenshot that stuff for me? Like you could just put it on Facebook or whatever. You could message it to me. I'm more than happy. Like
you must think these Canadian listeners have nothing better to do with their time. Then screenshot reviews about you and repost them.
So you're saying they're not just sitting for 2 weeks, twiddling their thumbs, waiting for another episode?
Somehow I don't think that is the case.
All right. Well, if you can take 10 minutes out of your day and do this for me, I would greatly appreciate it.
Wow.
Carla, maybe not on board with this idea.
No, I just think you're very demanding of our listeners.
Demanding?
Yes.
All right. Fine. You know what? Don't do it. How about that? But anyway, get those reviews in. We really do appreciate it. We love to hear what you guys have to say. And a quick follow-up. And when I say we love to hear what you have to say, one person, one wonderful Canadian listener said, hey, up here in Canada, we don't really use barbecue for everything. It doesn't always mean the grill. It pertains to the event. And then, of course, immediately, Another Canadian listener said, yes, barbecue means everything up here. And I understand that Canada is a very large country with different territories, cities, and so on. But we already got conflicting views.
Oh, that's funny.
So, all right. Well,
but it's good to know. I just appreciate,
Oh, no, definitely.
Hearing those things.
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, we really.
Yeah. Because for us, I think the barbecue is the event.
Right. Yes. Yes. You know, and for as much as we try so hard not to come across as ignorant Americans, it somehow continues to happen time and time again. So any correction and feedback is always appreciated. All right, so now that all the new listeners have left us bad reviews and then screenshot those and sent them to us, let's move on with the episode. This episode is the 8th episode of Season 4. The original air date was March 13th of 2018. Directed by Sturla Gunnarsson. This is two in a row for this guy. And he will have two more episodes this season. And it's written by Kevin White.
Okay.
It's time to say goodbye to Mr. Kevin White.
Forever.
I mean, on this podcast. Unless we are planning to do a podcast about some of his other shows.
Well, I'll admit.
Yeah.
You talk about all these people.
Sure.
And certainly names are familiar to me. I don't keep track of who's doing what, when. And sometimes you'll say, this person does three episodes every season. Right. I don't know who that person is. I don't remember from episode to episode. So that's why when you say we're saying goodbye, I don't know if that means goodbye for the rest of this season.
Oh.
Goodbye for the series. Goodbye forever. I don't keep track of names. Well,
I mean, first of all, I'll try and be more clear.
Your jam.
As how I'm saying goodbye to people. But this is goodbye for this series.
Okay.
And no, please, if I did not go on to IMDb to get this information, I would have no idea either.
Yeah, I just don't always remember. You know, obviously, I said, names always sound familiar. Like, I know, oh, yeah, we've talked about this person before. Yeah. Or, you know, this person shows up every season. But I don't always remember who's who.
No, that's
fine. I need,
fine.
Like, a little who's who board.
Oh,
little
man.
Little pictures.
Oh, God. And we're going to put it together with, like, red string. And
yeah.
Oh.
We could hang it in our closet space.
I kind of love this idea.
Yeah.
All right.
That would help me.
I will get to work on that and put it on our Instagram. Guys, we're on Instagram.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, just work that in.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Let's talk briefly about Kevin White, just to refresh your memory and the memory of our listeners.
Right.
His first written episode was in season one with Bad Parents.
Mm-hmm.
And let's do some big hits of his.
Oh, okay.
Grad Night, which is in both of our top fives.
Mm-hmm.
Town for Sale, Carl's Funeral, which I liked more than you, and Wine and Roses. Those were biggies for him.
Yes, and they're big episodes.
Yeah, exactly. And perhaps this wasn't happening when we first discussed him on the podcast, but he is currently writing for a series called Strays, which I did not look into. I don't know if it's about cats or dogs.
Puppies?
Nipples.
We're going to mention in this episode.
Right. So goodbye, Kevin White. It has been amazing. And you've written some great episodes. I'm going to say, including this one, not to spoil my thoughts of this, but I'm going to say he went out on a pretty high note. So let's talk about the episode. Let's get into it because David is sad.
He is sad. Yep. He's just chilling in bed. Alexis is already up for the day. Her bed's all made. I wouldn't see Alexis as a bed maker.
No, especially because her side of the room was so messy in that one episode.
I know, but she's really pulled that together. But yeah.
I like to think that she has, you know, she's growing not only as a person, but I don't know where I was going with that because she is growing as a person.
Yeah.
But some of that might have to do with just, you know, getting her shit together, let's say, to where she gets up every day and she makes her bed. And, you know, clearly David's not going to the store. So I don't even know how early this is. We don't know how long he's been there.
It looks dark in the room, but not like night, you know.
No. Right. Exactly. But she keeps getting a ton of messages on her phone. And it's really annoying to David, who's just trying to just wallow in his sadness and not be disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
He has to alert her, though, that she's getting all of these texts and messages from a dating app called Bumpkin.
Yes.
Alexa. That's it? Just a big
I guess,
It's
Bumpkin.
I do think it's really funny. It's a rural dating app,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Alexis is kind of, not kind of embarrassed, she's embarrassed to be doing this. And for anyone to have found out, she first blames Twyla for this.
Right, she had signed Twyla up and she's just testing it out.
Right. Which later she's with Twyla and Twyla's like, oh, what's that thing?
Oh, yeah.
So this is not a real discussion that they had whatsoever.
No.
Twyla has no issues meeting people at bars, which we found out.
Oh, totally. Twyla doesn't seem to have issues with meeting anybody. Now that she has that
Moira
pretty
move down where she runs her finger up and down people's backs.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so Alexis is getting these messages, and she's very excited that one message came from Miguel.
Miguel, yeah. They matched.
Mm-hmm.
And his profile picture, I guess you would say.
Sure.
Yeah, his dating profile.
Yeah.
He is shirtless, holding a bunch of kittens.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, not bad, I guess. You know?
I don't know. I guess not.
It's getting him swipe rights, let's call it.
Yeah.
I feel so like.
Oh, it's I feel so much like. Apps and how they work. Yeah.
I feel like Johnny and Moira at the end of this episode.
Right. Like, yeah.
But yeah, so Alexis and he has matched, which I think is really funny because I guess she now has a type and that type is vets.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, that's not what she's saying. She's saying that he's, you know, he's a good-looking guy around her age,
mm-hmm.
and there aren't many of them
there
on this
app. There aren't many, right.
Right.
Yeah. And David does point out that she dated all three of the Hanson brothers.
Oh, I totally missed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's great, and it's a funny thing to say,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sorry. My brain is stuck as the Hanson brothers as little kids. So it's really difficult for me to understand that, especially that drummer ever grew up. To me, he's like a 7-year-old kid.
Yeah. No, I don't know how old they are now, but I don't know where the oldest ones.
They got
like Ari. They're younger than us.
No, but they have
they're
to
not
be
quite
in their
as old as we
early
are.
30s, probably even the youngest one's probably late
20s. I think one
has
numerous children as well.
So they did grow up.
Yeah. I guess.
Very nice.
But she did swipe right and, you know, has now connected with Miguel.
Yep.
Which David is super upset about all this.
He's just annoyed.
Because he is suffering romantically.
Well, right. Yes. Yeah, of course.
And she's shoving pumpkins in his face.
Yes.
Which I loved.
But it's also one of those things where she's just keeps asking him things like, oh, should I go out with this guy? Right. I don't know. He's a vet. I dated Ted. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. She's just looking for to, I don't know, like, seem like she's out there, I guess, or
she's looking for someone to tell her it's okay for her to date this guy.
I guess
that's
so.
It.
Yeah.
Both with the interaction with David and later with Twyla. It's the same thing where she doesn't know what she wants to do. She wants everybody else to tell her what to do here.
Yeah, I guess so, because the old Alexis would just date him.
Right.
The new Alexis is sort of in a debate over this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's debating it, making her bed. There's all sorts of changes mm-hmm. going on.
Totally.
All right. So that is how the episode opens. We get our credits. And sort of over the credits, we see Moira.
With her Cleopatra hair.
Yeah. I don't like this.
I don't like the look either. I think that really, really dark hair on her is a little too severe. It's a very mm-hmm. severe cut and color for her.
Yes.
I prefer other styles.
Oh, I do too. Yes. And it might sound mean to say, and I don't say this to sound mean, it makes her look older.
Yeah.
I think some of the other cuts.
She looks a little more youthful.
Yeah, it's such a weird box around her face in this. And she wears it the whole episode.
She does.
It's not
Which is unusual. I feel like oftentimes as scenes change and days change, we definitely see different hair.
Right, because I would assume, you know, some episodes take place over the course of a couple days.
Right.
This is clearly a single day. But even for her, yeah, in a single day, she runs home, she's changing wigs, she's changing outfits. But
yeah,
you know what? I guess she is just bedeviled with meetings.
Maybe. So, no, she's just heading. She's got
things to do.
I like how John's like pushing the cleaning cart and yes, everything.
Right.
Yeah. But she approaches Johnny because mm-hmm. she has made a 1 o'clock reservation for lunch at the cafe for them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
reservation.
And John kind of says to her, well, you know, I need to cover Stevie today at the motel.
Stevie the day off.
Cover for her. Mm-hmm. And she has the day off. And Moira kind of questions that. And apparently Stevie has worked 14 days straight without a day off.
Still, I think, honestly, probably better than she was doing before
she
got in with Johnny. Not much better. It's still embarrassing you're working.
But because the motel, like, no one really stayed there, she didn't really have much work to do. It's not like she needed to go and clean rooms every day because most of the rooms were unoccupied.
Yeah. She might have to dust them after several weeks of nobody being in them.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, this of course is an issue mm-hmm. because Moira is very upset that Johnny is ditching out on her for the third time this week. He stood her up for lunch.
Yes.
And she said, well, like I said, just have to cancel the lunch and be on time for my Jazzical rehearsal. And I love how he's like, well, shouldn't you always be on time for your Jazzical rehearsal?
I do like how she says that it reminds her of the days, the Rose Video days.
Uh-huh.
But now she doesn't have the private jet and DVDs.
And, yeah.
So I guess she would just fly around watching TV or movies.
Oh, I just assume she flew places, but then also could hang out and watch movies. I just assume they got, like, you know how you get like the free you know, like preview versions of movies and stuff like that.
Oh, right. The screeners.
Yeah, like the screeners. That's what I figured. And plus, was in the, you know, obviously in the TV industry.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that's what she was referring to.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, that she was getting things like that. But that doesn't even seem like her, that she would sit down.
No.
I don't know, though. She's like a TV star. So don't you think she would need to
keep up in the industry?
Yeah. I don't
know what's happening. I don't know.
You would think. I'm not sure.
So, sorry, she has to go, you know, and he's got to do his job, everything like that. And I love how we immediately cut from him talking about Stevie's day off to Stevie going into the kids' room.
I kind of love this scene.
Because basically Stevie's using her day off to help David.
Right. And he's been sleeping for 2 days.
In his white sunglasses now, too?
Well, yeah.
I guess as the day goes on.
The room has gotten too bright. So, yeah, I think he has to, use his sunglasses to shield the light that's coming in.
Exactly. So she basically drags him off the bed into the sunlight.
Right.
And tells him that they're going because they're going to have a spa day.
Yes, because he's having boyfriend issues.
Right.
So it's her job to help him out. Mm-hmm. And she also has a Groupon, which she was going to use for a little getaway with Jake, but she decided to use it with him instead. She literally drags him off the foot of the bed.
Yes. You know that at one point in this conversation, which she went to Jake and she's like, listen, I need to, you know, my friend's in trouble, relationship issues right now. You know, Jake invited himself originally, right? He was probably like, hey, I have a good idea. How about the three of us go?
Yeah, probably.
But
sounds like a very Jake thing to do.
But also, I think it's a very, we don't know a whole lot about Jake, but mm-hmm. it's a very nice thing, I think, for Jake to be like, sure, this, go for it. Like, I'll stay in my shop and do whatever it is I do in my shop. And I guess you guys go and have a great, I guess it's just an overnight. It's not an entire weekend or anything like that.
Yeah. It seemed like it.
At this spot. Like, I don't...
It's called the Crystal Elms.
Yeah, I know, but I've never been to a spa.
It seems just like more of a resort.
Yeah.
That you can go, you know, like, obviously they had a restaurant there, and you probably can do spa services. They probably have a spa on site.
Okay. Because I don't know what a spa is, meaning I've never been to one.
I haven't either.
Oh, you haven't?
No. When would I have ever gone to a spa?
I don't know what goes on.
So it just looked more like a, I don't know. I mean, maybe a spa is like
I thought a spa was like a day-long activity or like an afternoon or something like that. I didn't know it was like a sleepover thing.
Well, I guess it could be, depending on how many like different spa services you get in your package.
I guess I've heard the term day spa before.
Yeah.
Which is different than an overnight spa.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
All right. So from here, we do go to the cafe, mm-hmm. not for the last time,
right.
where Alexis and Twyla are talking. And Twyla's kind of like, basically, what's the big deal? Like, you dated Ted.
Right.
He was a vet. This guy's the only other vet in town.
Yeah.
First of all, was this the guy that Ted was talking about before who is using sex to sell animals?
Oh, yeah, I'm assuming.
Did he ever say his name? Miguel?
I don't remember.
Okay. I don't remember
either.
But
yeah, I would guess that this is who he was referring to.
I like that. I don't know how often they do that, like reference a character and then an entire probably season later.
Right. Well, this is when they had when he had the bunny cam and everything.
Well, right. Was, no.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I like the fact that they were like, oh, yeah, remember that character we kind of alluded to before? Wouldn't that be a fun thing for Alexis?
Yeah. But of course, she's showing Twyla the pictures and everything. And this is when Twyla mentions, maybe I should get into online dating.
Right.
Which we know, you know, clearly Alexis had already tried to say that it was because of her. And then, yeah, they do. They have a big discussion about, well, maybe you should go or versus don't go on a date.
Right.
Like the whole thing. You know, and Alexis says, really, there's only 10 guys on this site and 3 of them are Ray.
Do you think Ray made 3 profiles on purpose, or do you think it was an accident?
I don't know.
Where he made a profile where he is a realtor, and he made a profile where he's a photographer, and then he made a profile where he's a... what else?
I forget what all of his jobs are.
Yeah. I like that he's on there, though, 3 times. That's really great. Ray's really trying, but I guess is unsuccessful. What a shame. How sad for Ray. So now let's go sing about Fat Spatulas.
Right. Yeah, that's their warm-up.
A little warm-up Fat Spatula. So why... is this real? I don't know why I keep asking you about...
I mean, our daughter takes voice lessons, and she goes and does a warm-up before she begins, like, diving into her songs. She does not sing about Fat Spatulas,
sure about this?
I am 100% certain. Maybe that's
something
she
could bring to her teacher.
Maybe, yes.
You're like, I saw a TV show. Should we sing about Fat Spatulas?
Right, yeah.
And I guess it appears, like you said, they're warming up. So maybe Johnny just is unaware of what time all this goes down. But he's very early to pick Moira up.
Right, because he passed off all the cleaning duties to Roland.
Roland. Absent from this episode.
Yeah.
We get a lot of Roland talk. We get a lot of Jocelyn, but Roland is just, he's just busy cleaning the rooms and whatnot.
Yep.
In charge of, and again, Jocelyn kind of says it, it's very brave.
Moira mentions it first. Like, are you sure that's a good idea? And then Jocelyn says, I was going to say the same thing.
Right. Because it's not even that, because Johnny says that he gave all the cleaning duties to Roland, but that's not what's happening. Roland's in charge of the entire motel for the afternoon.
Yeah, pretty much.
So he is there to take Moira away on a date to the cafe after rehearsal.
A date night. Yeah, and I love when it was like a date night and they said, oh, where are you going to go? And he said, to the cafe. So, yeah. But, of course, they invite Johnny to join the group because Ronnie could use another baritone.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I can only imagine that Ronnie has been pushing Jocelyn's buttons the whole time because she is in quite the mood when Johnny walks over and she basically threatens him.
Well, she says, I have perfect pitch. Do not mess this up.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
He's very funny. Like, I do like how sort of like adorable and cute Johnny is being.
Yeah.
During this?
Yeah, he wants to show off his skills.
Yes. Showing off his skills.
And he doesn't want to impose.
Right, but he's also being kind of hammy because he's sing-songing answers to questions and
but
stuff like
that.
But
the Jazza Gals are just eating this up.
They're eating this up.
They think it's great.
It brings me back to when they went for Ronnie's party. how Johnny was like, it's fine. He's like, mm-hmm. and I think, I don't know if it was he or Moira that said something about like, oh, you're great around women and mm-hmm. you're fine. So it's really kind of fun to sort of see this happening.
Uh-huh.
Now, we, of course, on this show, if you've listened to it before, if you haven't, you're starting with this episode for some reason, maybe it's your favorite. We always introduce and talk about new characters. Anytime they show up and anytime they have lines of dialogue, you will have to go back to the Jazza Gals episode if you want us to run through each and every Jazza Gal, which we do. But I just figured I'd throw that out there mm-hmm. just so later on when we're talking about Miguel, mm-hmm. people aren't like, why didn't you talk about any of the Jazza Gals?
Right.
We already did.
Yes.
So now let's go
to the resort.
To the resort, spa, yeah. honeymoon suite.
Yes.
Because that's what's happening here.
Yes. That's how you get room upgrades and free booze.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love how Stevie did not let him know about this before they showed up
right.
and walked into the room.
Well, it sounds like normally there's not balloons and everything else, which you would think they would. You would think this would be normal.
Yeah.
Not maybe not balloons.
So is this a...
I don't know how many resorts would put balloons in their room for you. But like rose petals and things like that, I could definitely see.
Is this one of the more upscale places?
I don't know, but balloons to me are not upscale.
Is this a scam? Let's say, air quotes, scam that she and Jake have been pulling on all areas surrounding Schitt's Creek?
Yeah.
But I love it. It's really funny. It takes him by surprise, and he talks about how he's very triggered right now.
Right.
Because of his relationship
issues.
Well,
he asked if she's falling in love with Jake, and she said only Jake is in love with Jake.
It's impossible to be in love with Jake because only Jake is in love with Jake.
Right.
I also, I feel like, and again, spoiling my thoughts, and this comes as no surprise to you or regular listeners, when it's Stevie and David, I love it.
Yeah.
And I also love sometimes how much I wonder how much of this show is kind of improvisational.
Improv, yeah.
Because when he looks at the pillows mm-hmm. and starts talking, she's stifling a laugh or mm-hmm. a smile, which I think is very funny. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, like, yeah, her character would do that, but I'm like, is she doing this? Like, mm-hmm. So yeah. I just find their interaction in this scene really, really nice.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that she tells him to put on a wedding band.
Right. Yeah, gives him a wedding ring. Yeah. Right. I like how he says he and Patrick are just taking time apart to regroup.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, I mean, we'll get, I guess, a little more into Patrick later, mm-hmm. but because of last episode, this is a really interesting, I think, fun episode where it's like, hey, bye, Patrick, for an episode. Mm-hmm. And bye, Ted, we haven't seen you for a while. But it's these two characters kind of trying to not get
move
past
forward.
Those relationships, but maybe. Kind of deal yeah. with those relationships yeah. without those people involved, which mm-hmm. is really nice. So now they're ready to go on with their day, their spa day.
Right.
But let's go to the bar. What's this bar called again?
Oh, we're not on the bar yet.
Oh, we're not.
Wrap
okay,
up
sorry.
Rehearsal.
Oh, yes. And yeah, you're yeah. right.
So
yes.
So they wrap up rehearsal. Everybody, of course, is just enamored with Johnny. They absolutely love him. He and Ronnie are totally hitting it off as
the baritones.
They are
quite the team now.
Yeah. So he said, you know, it's time for him to... You know, they're going to steal Moira mm-hmm. away and head over to have their dinner. And then Twyla said, well, I have to head over to start my shift. And then the rest of the girls were going out for mocktails.
Uh-huh.
So it appears that everybody, well, Jocelyn's getting mocktails. Ronnie's just drinking.
Right. Yes.
But it appears that everybody is heading over to the cafe all together.
Which again,
Twyla is going to get
out
the
fancy
day. Martini glasses, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yep. But then, after that short little
very
visit
quickly,
at rehearsal.
Do you, again, it's just another example of how bad I am with music. Do you know the song they're singing?
Yeah.
I feel so far away. Like, yeah. I don't.
It's I'm not sure what it's called off the top of my head. But
it is a thing. Yeah. It's not just something they're making up for this.
Yeah.
Very quick, like, yep. You know, they sing three or four words of this song to end it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And this, like, as they walk out, I really like the fact that it seems like this is fun for everybody. Like, they're all.
Yes.
We see what transpires with Moira and everything like that. But still, at this point, she's on board, he's on board, everybody's ready to go and do this.
Yep.
So now let's go to the bar.
Now we're at the bar. The Wobbly Elm once again.
Okay.
Yep. To meet Miguel. Not in the speakeasy in the back.
No.
They're in the regular bar.
Only Moira knows the secret knock or word to get into that speakeasy.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're in the regular bar section.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Miguel.
Sure.
Played by Scott Cavaliero.
Oh, okay.
That is totally wrong. I guarantee you I'm saying that wrong.
Okay.
His first IMDb credit is in 2008. And to list off a bunch of shows he's been in that other characters have, he's been in Flashpoint, Alphas, Saving Hope, Hemlock Grove, Lost Girl, and Mary Kills People. He was also in a couple of Hallmark Christmas movies with, like, less fun titles than usual.
Okay.
Sometimes their titles are great.
Yeah.
These were pretty generic, like Happy Christmas or something.
Okay.
And he's currently in a couple of shows. One's called The Good Witch.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is called Avocado Toast, the series.
Oh. He seems familiar to me.
I mean, he has way more credits than
I listed. But I would think if he looks familiar, I feel like I must have.
Yeah.
I would have seen him in something, multiple episodes, or that he had a pretty big major role. I don't watch a lot of Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
And I don't. I really have never watched any of the other shows you mentioned, so I don't. I don't really know that there's a reason. I'm sure he looks maybe like another actor that, or something.
He looks a lot like a lot of actors. Mm-hmm. I know it's dumb to say, but very, like, you know, rectangular head, like.
Rectangular head? That's.
Like, I'm not offensive. Saying that as a bad thing, but, like, you know, square jawed.
Yeah, he's very, like, clean cut. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. He just seemed, like, familiar to me, but, you know, in hearing all those things, I'm sure I'm just matching him kind of with someone
else. But again, so many other credits that I didn't, you know, list. Right. So maybe he did pop up in something.
Yeah.
So is this, I have a question because he ordered, and now, I mean, we're four seasons into this show.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I had to bring up, is he the vet that they talked about before and all this other stuff. And I feel dumb sometimes asking these questions because I should know. There's no way they gave this minor character the first champagne reference,
I think this is the first champagne.
This is the first
it
one?
It might be. I mean, obviously, I know they reference it later on.
No, I know that. Wow. That's great. That's really great.
I would have to, like, look back.
No, that's fine.
Notes and everything.
And we make our listeners, like you said, do the heavy lifting, so let us know. But no, I think that's really great that this minor character kind of brings it up for the first time on this show. I do think it's funny that he did order champagne at this bar. Like, that seems like a very odd thing to do.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how many people get, like, champagne at a bar.
Yeah.
I feel like usually you'd get, you know, beers or mixed drinks or something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Not like
so
a,
champagne is maybe a little bit more unusual.
It seems like presumptuous. Like, let's start this with a toast to us
to careful
finding
choices.
Each other on a dating app.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's his toast after she mentions that.
No, I know. Yeah. But she's not really on the app.
No, of course. No,
right.
it was for a friend. She's not on the app, and it's interesting that they found each other because she's not on the app.
Because she's not on the app,
Also, I think it's funny, like, the line about 10 people on this app and three of them are right. That's a hilarious line. But also, and I know it's a TV show, but if we're talking about when she first saw Mutt at that, what was it called?
The truck party.
Truck party.
Yeah.
And they're at this
that
bar.
Doesn't sound right.
Like, all these extras are 20-somethings attractive people. And I do, I just find that so funny how, you know, in this one horse town, it's like, yeah, well, we can fill these scenes with very attractive people who would all be on this app. So they're being kind of cute and toasting with each other. There's no real issue.
Yeah, it seems like
here.
Hitting it off with each other, and they seem to be connecting and flirty. And
yeah, it seems like a very first date, like uncomfortable, making weird conversation, kind of trying to get to know each other. And I love how it sort of flips, and of course we'll get into this because at this point she clearly is still not sure if she wants to be here.
Oh, right.
I mean, even says so much to him. But, you know, she kind of gets more comfortable, let's say, as the champagne bottle gets lower and lower.
Right.
So now let's go back to the spa.
Yes. This is where they make mention of the actual name of the spa, Crystal Elms.
Okay.
I believe, like, the hostess or the waitress mentions it when she welcomes them to their dinner, and everybody's applauding in the whole restaurant for them. And they take them to a fancy little table for two.
Yes, it's really fun because it's such a, you know, like on display table, like center, middle of the room. They're backlit by Christmas lights and vines and everything. It's really fun.
They're given just married crowns.
Crowns that they have
that
to wear.
That look like something that you would wear on like New Year's Eve.
Oh, no. Yeah, these things look like they came from the dollar store. Yeah, dollar store crowns. It's adorable.
Yes.
And they have, I may say, one of the craziest characters that we've seen in a while. This waitress is insane.
Yeah, she's fun.
She's, okay, so first of all, sometimes characters in this movie this TV show, do not have names, right? And sometimes characters have first and last names. Sometimes they're just referred to as Guy in the hotel lobby.
Is she referred to as Zany Waitress?
No, Bobby. Just a first name. Just
a wonder if she has like a tag on or something.
I was wondering the same thing.
I didn't look that closely.
I didn't have my glasses on when I watched, so I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And this actress's name, Siobhan.
Okay.
Siobhan Murphy was in Flashpoint, Rookie Blue, Saving Hope, Good Witch.
Oh, she and Miguel.
Yeah. Orphan Black, Odd Squad, an episode of Modern Family.
Oh, okay.
And is currently in the series Danger Force and Murdoch Mysteries.
Okay.
So she's doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So she's like, she's such a goofy waitress. She's talking an awful lot to them. And then she does like the tongue click winky.
Oh yeah, well she brings them wine, which is sent to their table by Patrick.
Yes,
she shares that that has come from him, and she references that a fun night is guaranteed after drinking this, and then that's when she has the little like clicky winky.
Right, thing. Right, yes,
yeah.
And even is it David who's like, did our waitress just make a sex reference?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very funny.
But then she comes back to share menu options with them that they have the lovebird wings. I think she brings them the lovebird wings.
Yes.
And she assures them, or reassures them, I should say, that it's chicken, not real lovebirds.
Right.
And the lover's curry is the special.
The lover's curry is the special. Yeah. Rose petals fall on them,
oh,
too?
She, like, sprinkles them. It's like confetti.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is where I think it's important to talk about, because we haven't known, as viewers, that he's been having any sort of contact with Patrick. I mean, it only makes sense when he says, well, he has to cover for me at work and things like that.
Right.
But because Patrick knew that they were there, he did send a note, and he kind of lets, David lets Stevie know that, yeah, they have been
texting. Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah,
which,
and his note is just have fun and enjoy yourselves, and, you know, it's just a nice little...
Right, yeah, it's very nice, and it's also one of those things where I feel so dumb to have not thought about this, but, yeah, they own a store together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this relationship
went
south, like, that is horrible. Like,
yeah.
That's a really, really bad thing. That's worse than, like, if you're just coworkers, what would you do? Mm-hmm. Does one buy the other person out? Or, like, yeah. How does that work? That would be really, really tough. And it's nothing that I thought about, honestly, before this.
Yeah.
So after this, let's go back to the bar.
Yes.
Because we're playing pool.
I was just going to say, play some pool. That's a good way to win your friend's freedom.
Yeah, right. If you're at a Ugandan diamond smuggler's villa.
She's really good.
Right. And it appears that I guess she learned how to play pool.
Quickly.
Very quickly. Yeah. And got very good at it. And I guess her friend is fine now.
I guess so.
I like to think that it's one of her friends that shows up later in the show.
Oh, could be. Yeah. But yeah, this is where, you know, she really talks. He talks about how nervous he was. He changed his shirt 3 times. And then that is kind of opens up the door for her to kind of share all of her nervous energy.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in this scene. And it's almost like they condensed an entire episode down, like an entire story arc between these two down into a 3-minute conversation. Because like we said, now suddenly they're both kind of into this. They're both kind of enjoying their time together. And she lets it slip, or not even lets it slip. She comes right out and she's like, I thought this would be weird because I used to date Ted. And I gotta say, Miguel is so weirded out.
Yeah.
Like instantly.
Yeah. He's like, oh, were you his receptionist? And she said, no, his executive assistant and everything. But then he's like, well, weren't you engaged? And she said, yeah, briefly, twice.
Only twice.
Yeah, only twice. But he's incredibly, he's like, this just seems wrong.
Yeah.
He said, as much as I want to see Ted fail professionally speaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I understand if you're like the only two places in town. I don't know. It just seems really weird that he would even say that.
Like, right. Yeah.
I want him to fail, but this is just too wrong.
Yeah, this is wrong. And why are you telling people that we're, you know, because she said I was asking people whether I should or shouldn't and, you know, date you. And and he just said, why are you telling people this? And he's very uncomfortable and weirded
out. It's such a bizarre, like, reaction by him. I feel that it's kind of over the top. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, that they should, you know, stay together or something like that. But it just seems like he should be like, well, maybe, you know, maybe this isn't great. Mm-hmm. Let's just finish our champagne and then we can go our separate. But no, he like storms out.
Yeah, he just.
But not even like storms out angrily. He just seems confused and wanders away, out of the series, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, you kind of see her like exasperated face.
Yes, right. Yes.
I guess you could say.
Oh, and we didn't sort of talk about her almost like aluminum foily dress that she's wearing. It is.
Yeah, he does compliment
it's
her.
It's a bit much.
You know, even though she was nervous, she looks really good.
Sure.
And she's like, well, yeah, I know that. That wasn't what I was nervous about.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's go back to the cafe now. Mm-hmm. Because that didn't work out well for Alexis.
Right.
And
we have Ronnie and Jocelyn, Moira and Johnny sharing a booth. Mm-hmm. It seems like maybe some of the other Jazzy gals are in the neighboring booths in front of and behind them.
There's like a level A Jazzy gal who gets to sit at a booth. And then the rest of the Jazzy gals just get, I guess, their own little tables out there.
Yeah, maybe. It was hard to tell, I feel like.
Yeah.
But Ronnie is...
Oh, Ronnie's
holding court, telling jokes. Yeah. She's having a great time.
I think Moira refers to her as the queen of the triple entendre, which is really fun. And yeah, I mean, Ronnie's having a great time.
Well, she's drinking.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. Right.
Right. Right. Because we get that Moira and Jocelyn are drinking lemonades.
Right.
And Johnny and Ronnie are drinking Cosmos, right?
Yes.
They mentioned.
And Johnny offers to go get them more drinks, but no, Jocelyn and Ronnie. Well, no, wait, Moira says it because I think she's trying to get Johnny alone.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
works out because then Jocelyn and Ronnie go to get more drinks.
And then Moira and Johnny have a little heart-to-heart conversation.
It's a really fun heart-to-heart because I I don't know how genuine or sincere Moira is being. I think she is.
I think so, too. I think she basically says to John, you're cramping my style and I don't want you involved in this. But she really does it in such a nice way, I think.
Right. It really is a kind of... But I also think... I think she's honestly also giving Johnny credit for making her realize, as she said, that these are her friends and she doesn't have
friendships
and she doesn't have anything.
Right. She has few pleasures, says later, because then combining them gives her less to look forward to.
She has her nighttime sleeps and her afternoon naps and meals with Johnny. So him being there and really like, not forcing her, but being like, oh yeah, we're all going to get drinks together. Because it feels like maybe this is something she doesn't do. Maybe all the Jazzy Gals do it, but she just goes back to the motel every day.
Well, yeah, because then at the end when he said, well, maybe I'll just, you know, kind of like scoot out, she's like, oh gosh, no, we're both leaving together.
Right.
And so really, like, how dedicated is she to these friendships? Because when the opportunity comes up, she's out the door, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's kind of a nice... You know, she talks about how, I don't know if you've noticed how difficult things have been for me here, basically.
He's like, you know, I have sensed it or something like that.
Yeah, I forget how he says it.
Yeah.
But
she doesn't want him to leave because I think she talks about Ronnie's commedia del commode.
Yes.
Which is a great way of saying it.
Yeah.
So it really is a nice back and forth between the two of them. And again, a character realizing that there is more enjoyment to be had in this town, or she has a place among
Then she kind of wants this to be her thing.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And Johnny, stick to your own thing, which is cleaning rooms.
Right. Yeah. Which he's fine to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course. You know. Yeah. Yeah. It was one afternoon. He hasn't really, you know, established himself as a jazzy guy yet.
Right.
So now let's go back to the spa area. And I guess this is
they post returned to their
tummies.
Yeah, the lover's curry was clearly a mistake.
Right.
I don't even know what curry is.
It's like a sauce.
Okay.
I'm gonna say like not spicy, but like hot.
Yeah. I mean, I've always heard...
I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
I really don't.
Yeah. But what would it be with?
You can get it at a lot of,
I know it's like Indian food, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Indian food.
So it's a sauce that would go on an Indian dish. The curry, though, isn't curry like a seasoning, right?
Yes.
Basically? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have called it a sauce.
Yeah, that's why I was...
I guess that's what
it just seems weird to call it the lover's curry. If that's not the dish, you know what I mean? Like, if that's not, curry's not like a food item, it's more of like a spice.
Yes.
I guess.
But I think you can get like curried chicken wings and stuff like
that. Yeah, true.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
But at any rate, it's a mistake.
So, long story short, we don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a huge mistake for the two of them.
Right.
And
they're so cute, though, because they're both sitting there. They put on, like, little face masks and robes and everything.
And this is really where Stevie becomes the voice of reason
totally.
In this whole thing.
Yep.
And it's nice because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to jump ahead. But there's something that I think because of the... Like, I like the way that they're handling both of these relationships. Just because of how, like... on again, off again, and serious Alexis and Ted have been.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this long break is really the way to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
But David and Patrick, like, we don't need 5, 6, 7 episodes, half a season.
They need to just
to deal
kind
with
of
this,
because resolve and
this was
move
kind
on.
Of a not. Misunderstanding. I don't want to call it that, but I like what Stevie has to say here because it's kind of like, okay, listen, not you're being irrational, but this is a minor thing that you
did you not discuss your past at all? Like, mm-hmm. how did you, like, true, I get it. Like, he should have told you this, sure. but did you not discuss your past? And we even kind of said that in the last episode. Like, mm-hmm. I guess in this 4-month time span, there was no discussion of their past. Right. But, and this is where we sort of learn why that was, because mm-hmm. David did not want to dig into anybody's past, because he knew if they got into that conversation, he would need to also reveal details about his past. And this was so sad.
Yeah.
Like, when he said, you know, in past experiences, the more I revealed, the less people were interested in me.
Yes, right, exactly.
You know, and it is, like, we see again, like, just what a broken...
Yeah.
person he is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that he couldn't maintain relationships.
Or a broken person that he thinks he is.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's
that,
about
maybe
it.
Maybe
yeah.
those are words that I'm just adding in that don't need to be in there.
Yeah, but I think he's, I think.
Because of that.
I think because of that he is broken.
He
because
of himself,
he
does. Right.
Yeah, I think, like, yeah. in reality, yeah, he thinks he is, but he has become that.
Because he thinks he is. He,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, that's how he sees himself, that, mm-hmm. you know, people are not interested in him once they kind of get to know him.
Yep.
And, you know, and like you said, Stevie is really the voice of reason.
Yeah.
You know, and said, like, it sounds like you've just been surrounding yourself with the wrong people, which
right.
we know is true.
Exactly.
You know, and she said, Patrick's not like that. I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's
I know everything about you, your
right.
family,
yes.
your history, and I'm still here.
Right. I mean, that's the overarching idea behind this mm-hmm. entire show is the entire family have been surrounding them with the wrong people.
Right.
And they're realizing that bit by bit, whether
yeah.
it's with, you know, over dinner with Roland and Jocelyn, those
mm-hmm.
other people,
right.
or, you know,
yep. or
now with
encountering
Moira
Ted,
and,
who's
yeah.
nice to her. And,
right.
Yeah.
And Moira with the Jazzy Gals
yeah.
and everything like that. So,
yep.
Yep.
And then they have their really cute little moment that I think you're my best friend, and
cute.
I think you are too. And I like how he said this would be a really sweet moment if what we admitted wasn't so sad.
Yeah, thankfully there's no one else around to hear them
right.
admit this stuff.
Right,
yes.
But they're very cute. And then Stevie, of course, admits that she finished the lover's curry while he was,
while
in,
he
the
was in the
bathroom. Which, why would you do that?
Right, and then he tells her that
she'll be sleeping in the bathtub tonight. Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, it was cute.
So now let's go to the ending of this, which is such a fun ending
mm-hmm.
because it's just Johnny and Moira playing on Alexis's phone.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
with Bumpkin.
Like, I just
yeah.
don't know. I'm wondering how this even got started. Like,
right.
how does
well,
Alexis
because she
be
came
like,
home
oh, yeah.
and she was telling them
right.
about
I
her
with this...
her date and everything
mm-hmm.
and started to kind of reveal, I guess, where she,
right.
how she, you know,
yep.
got this date set up with Miguel and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and,
yeah.
And I never really thought about this, but it must just be such a parent thing to put the word the in front of stuff.
Oh, I guess.
How Johnny calls
the
it
Bumpkin.
The bump. Remember when my parents called it the Subway?
Oh.
And I'm
yeah.
not talking about an underground means of transportation. I'm talking about that restaurant that makes sandwiches.
I think they just did that more and more because they knew it annoyed you.
But they originally just said the Subway, and it bothered me so much. I was like, why do you keep calling it the Subway? And then they wouldn't stop. But
right.
I think it's very,
yeah.
like, oh, are you on the Facebook? Like, that seems
uh-huh.
like such
yeah.
a parenty thing to do,
I
and I love it.
Was that a shout out to your mom, one of our biggest fans?
Yes, right, yeah. But it's so cute how Johnny's like, oh, this one wants to hook up maybe for dinner.
Isaac. That was Isaac. Right.
Yeah. And they're just messing
oh, and-
up her app because they're like swiping right and they're making connections with random people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And but
it's so funny.
When they said Isaac, I immediately thought back to, but he was Ivan. The bagel
oh,
guy?
Oh, you thought the bagel guy.
Like,
yeah.
right away, I was like, that would have been great if it was Ivan
yep.
and he was on there. You know, and they talked
yeah.
about, like, bagels or something. That would
uh-huh.
have been a fun little thing. But, yeah, they talked about Isaac, yeah, who wanted to hook up.
Right.
Then they mentioned Jebediah.
Jebediah, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you made a connection with Jebediah, or I've made you a connection with
right.
Jebediah. Yeah, they're just clueless.
And then Moira's like,
so
and now
fun.
We're back to Ray.
And how did Ray get such a beautiful bathroom?
Yeah.
I love how she says that.
I know.
And I love how it...
I bet Ronnie did it.
No, but it's just one of those cliche bits of nonsense
mm-hmm.
where it's like everyone now takes pictures of themselves in their bathroom because
mm-hmm.
they have the
right.
full-length right. mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And
you have a mirror,
I just love
yeah.
how Ray is like, yes. what a great bathroom idea. Selfies. I'll take bathroom selfies yeah. and put them on the bumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is how the episode ends.
Yeah.
Such fun.
Wow, this is so great.
At the end of every episode, we rank our Schitt's Creek episodes from the best of the best Schitt's Creek episode to perhaps maybe the least best mm-hmm. episode. So, Carla, if this episode were a fancy drink, would it be champagne or champagne?
Oh. Well, I will say it's been a little while since I've seen this episode.
Sure.
And obviously I remembered because of the title that it was when Johnny attended the Jazza Gals rehearsal.
Yes.
But I had kind of forgotten that this was the bumpkin episode and Miguel and everything.
Right, right.
You know, so that was really fun that mm-hmm. It had escaped me that this was part of that episode. So yeah, it's definitely a fun episode. I am going to put this at, I'm going to put this at my new number. I think I'm going to put it at my new number 12.
Okay.
So which is the barbecue is my old number 12. So I'm kind of right. grouping it right in along there. Just before the barbecue. Because I think there's a lot of really fun things in this. I really love the David
sure.
Stevie moments at the resort is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like yeah. I like the Johnny Moira moments. Again, I always like yeah. when Moira's doing really well. And I think
right.
this is a really, really like good upswing mm-hmm. for her and everything. And the Alexis and Miguel stuff is kind of funny, too.
Yeah.
Like that they're at the Wobbly Elm.
I think it's funny
so,
when
yeah.
you bring up titles and it's like, oh, yeah, I know this title, but I didn't remember like other parts of this and stuff. I remember when I was watching the series for the first time
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the title of the episode would pop up or whatever before it played or something. I remember thinking, oh, I'll bet the Jazza guy's Patrick. Like, we just saw him singing. Like, I really thought it was going to
yeah.
be an episode where he joins the Jazza
right.
gals in
mm-hmm.
an attempt to get David back or
yeah.
something like that.
Oh, my gosh. That would be funny. But, yeah.
But, yeah. And it's really interesting that you would bring up titles as well. Because even looking back through, like, my top ones, and I'm like, why do I have Moira versus Town Council so high? And then I think, oh, there must have just been things in that episode
mm-hmm.
that had less to do with that or something.
Right.
So this is another one. I'm going to put this 2 above the barbecue.
Oh, okay.
This is my new number 10.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Breaking the top 10.
Really, really great episode. And like
yeah.
you said, it's all, and the Jazza guy stuff I think is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like, and
I like the Ronnie, I think
yes.
Ronnie and Johnny
yes.
kind of connecting
yeah.
is fun.
And I also think it's nice because Johnny and now Stevie and now Roland are so like locked into that motel
mm-hmm.
that if there's any way you can get them outside of there, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got 2 of them leaving the motel
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
this. So again, like it's terrible for me to say, see ya, Patrick, you're not in this one. And bye, Ted, we're not
mm-hmm.
really dealing with you right now. But I think it's nice that they kind of like sometimes can strip away some of these secondary characters and move away from,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want to say plot lines, but interactions that we've seen a lot of, and
mm-hmm.
almost kind of go back to, oh, remember when it was just Stevie and David hanging out?
Mm-hmm.
And I like that it's Stevie's turn to kind of like support David, like the one where Stevie's aunt died
mm-hmm.
and everything, and it was just David
right.
there to be the voice of reason
yeah.
and to make her feel better about herself.
It's yeah, the role reversal
the
there.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, a really great episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, thank you for listening, everybody. And like I mentioned before, rate, review the show wherever you get it, even if it's on Spotify or something and I don't check it regularly. You know, it helps other people find the show. But the best way to help people find the show is to simply tell people that you know about what we're doing here. And we will talk to you all again in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be discussing when we'll be discussing the 9th episode
yeah.
of season 4, The Olive Branch.
A fan favorite.
I got to tell you, season 4 is really killing it as of late.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is a season that took a while to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Like those first 3 or 4 episodes, I was like, but as of late,
mm-hmm.
the past 3, 4, 5 episodes have been really, really great. Yeah. So until then, everybody, have a great 2 weeks.
We're Mr. Garth.